Hey, this is Jerry Newberry. You're listening to the National Defense. We're coming to you from Orlando, Florida, waiting out a hurricane or tropical storm or something. But in the meanwhile, we're bringing you the news. With us today is Acting Secretary of the Air Force, Secretary Donnelly. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Jerry. Thank you for having me.
Well, hey, it's a pleasure. And, you know, any time we can get someone such as yourself on the show, where we feel proud and privileged. You've kind of walked into a situation in the Air Force. You've been named acting secretary. And I understand the Air Force, some people are questioning the reputation of the Air Force, so on and so forth, kind of bad-mouthing you. As acting secretary, and I presume soon to be confirmed as secretary, what do you think you can do to rebuild the confidence that some people don't seem to have anymore in leadership?
Well, as you know, the Air Force has taken some knocks over the last year, and when I arrived in June, I found the organization a little bit back on its heels and a little bit in shock for the decisions that the Secretary of Defense had made to change out the leadership. So changing out both the Secretary and the Chief at the same time is unprecedented. Now we have a new Chief of Staff, Norty Schwartz, and together our immediate task is to settle down this great institution, this always has been and remains the world's finest Air Force, and we're going to focus on recommitting ourselves to the highest standards that have always been the hallmark of the Air Force, and focusing on discipline and personal accountability at all levels. We've got great airmen, well led, and I think we can bounce back.
You know, as we were talking earlier, and I told you about some of the embeds I did, so on and so forth. And I had the privilege of speaking to a lot of Air Force personnel, naturally, because you spend a fair amount of time waiting on flights. And to me, the morale of airmen didn't seem to be impacted by all this.
I think most of the leadership impacts are felt more inside the Washington Beltway than they are out in the commands and out in the fields. Out of the bases.
Do you think, and you know, I'm not trying to put you on a spot, but do you think, I know the Air Force has been taking a lot of shots. Do you think some of that's politically motivated?
No, I don't think so. Secretary has been, Secretary Gates has been very straight up with me on his.
He's a great guy.
He is. He's a great boss. I had a chance to work with him at the National Security Council years ago, and have a lot of respect for what he's doing in the department. He's been very straight up about the need to focus on the nuclear enterprise from day one, and that's gotten a lot of my attention.
And you mentioned it earlier. United States has the finest Air Force in the world. I mean, that's been proven time and time again. Upcoming challenges that the Air Force faces.
Well, mainly right now we're focused on the global war on terror and making sure we're supporting the needs of the combatant commanders downrange in every way we are asked to do. So that's a huge focus. Within that mission set, we've been working very hard on improving increasing the number of unmanned aerial systems that we're providing to the combatant commanders over there. They love that capability, and
yes,
the demand is insatiable. So it has been a challenge to keep up with that demand, but we're working that very, very hard.
And those play such a important role with our soldiers on the ground, like you said, and they've taken out some pretty important people on the other side, have helped to do that.
Air Force has been very busy. It's not just, as you know, it's not just the intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance capabilities and these unmanned systems, which are truly impressive, but it's also the space capabilities that are overhead, supporting all of the joint command and control and the intelligence operations. It's the air bridge back to the United States. You know, everybody kind of forgets that
right.
this is half a world away, and we just have this magnificent joint transportation team that puts it all together. So just the mobility forces alone are flying 145 sorties a day to support operations downrange.
All the time. And without that air support, you know, we'd be stuck. More than stuck.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, these contributions are really critical to the joint fight, as Secretary Gates has pointed out.
Well, I have a lot of friends who are in the Air Force right now, and I know they take a lot of pride in it. And from all of us to all of you, thank you very much for everything.
Thank you, Jerry, for your support. It's an honor to serve with these men and women in blue.
Tell you what, when you get some time down the road, come on back on the show, and we'll talk again.
It'd be great. I look forward to it.
All right, great. I'm Jerry Newberry. You're listening to the National Defense.